charges filed in murdered mom case. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Authorities in Memphis today confirming a body found yesterday is that of a missing mother of two and teacher Eliza Fletcher. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy says investigators do not believe this was a targeted attack.
We have no reason to think this was anything other than an isolated attack by a stranger.
38-year-old Cleotha Abston is accused of abducting Fletcher last week while she was on a morning run. He faces a number of charges, including first-degree murder, kidnapping, and theft. Attorney General Maura Healey has won the Democratic primary for Massachusetts governor, bringing her one step closer to becoming the first openly gay candidate and first woman elected to the state's top political office.
You see, our campaign is about making the state more affordable, growing the economy, growing opportunity for all, and protecting reproductive freedom. That's what we stand for.
Healey will face either Trump-endorsed former state representative Jeff Deal or businessman Chris Doty in the November general election. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency releasing a report on its visit to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, urging Russia and Ukraine to establish a nuclear safety and security protection zone.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says practically every safety protocol has been violated. Attacks that happen nearly every day outside of the facility, including today, have damaged highly specific electrical equipment inside. The report cites understaffing and extremely stressful conditions for the overworked employees who are under Russian occupation.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv, Ukraine. The first day of classes for students in Seattle public schools canceled tomorrow as teachers voted to authorize a strike. The teachers say pay, mental health support, and staffing ratios are among the issues behind the union action. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shortly after her official appointment as the UK's new prime minister, Liz Truss discussed her focus as the country's new leader.
I will get Britain working again. I have a bold plan to grow the economy through tax cuts and reform. I will cut taxes to reward hard work and boost business-led growth and investment.
Truss takes over from Boris Johnson, who announced his resignation a few months ago. President Biden will mark the 21st anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on Sunday by delivering remarks and laying a wreath at the Pentagon. First Lady Jill Biden will speak at the Flight 93 National Memorial Observance in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband will go to New York City for a commemoration ceremony at the National September 11th Memorial. A new study suggests snoring may bring an increased risk of cancer.
Obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA, impacts millions of Americans each year, and airway obstruction often manifests as loud snoring. Swedish researchers looked at thousands of people who have the condition and divided them into two groups, those with cancer and those without it. The study measured their breathing disturbances and found patients with cancer generally had more interruptions during their sleep and more severe sleep apnea. Researchers said the study can't show OSA causes cancer, only that it's associated with it, with known risk factors for cancers like obesity, lack of physical activity, and food preferences not taken into account. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The electronic cigarette maker Juul Labs has agreed to pay nearly $440 million to settle a two-year investigation by 33 states into the marketing of its high nicotine vaping products. The settlement, which includes numerous restrictions on how Juul can market its products, resolves one of the biggest legal threats facing the company, which still faces nine separate lawsuits from other states. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.